I come from the country of Rhodesia, what today is Zimbabwe. The House of Stones, Zimbabwe ruins, fabled King Solomon's mines, some people thought, and extraordinary place, Victoria Falls, one of the seven natural wonders of the world. Millions of liters of water go pouring over Victoria Falls every minute, and in the rainy season. And who was it? Which missionary discovered Victoria Falls and named it and mapped it, measured it? Dr. David Livingstone. So, the country I was brought up in, Rhodesia, is a small country, well, big in territory, but very few people, and it was a wilderness, but the settlers turned it into a place of fountains and beautiful tree-lined streets. I used to walk to school in the shade of jacaranda trees, popping on the purple bulbs, and my mother, my elder brother and I, in Rhodesia, we didn't have theme parks, we didn't need to. We had the wild. This is called Mermaid's Pool. We'd slide down the rocks and slide along the ropes into the water. It was just great. This wasn't a real koala bear, but I actually had a koala as a pet when I was growing up, and that was me in Rhodesia as a young boy. We had unusual roads. They're called strip roads. There were only two strips of tar, because there's so few people that they couldn't afford to build the big roads that you have, but when another car's coming, which wasn't often, you could go an hour before you saw another car. And then, of course, you'd have to move off to the left. You just have your right tire in the left lane, and they'd do the same, and then you'd wave as you passed, and you went back on the two lanes. The first rule of the road in Rhodesia was, elephants have right of way. And, indeed, we had elephants. And would you argue with this man? They're 8 tons. The average female, 6 tons. The average male is 8 tons. You don't want to argue with an elephant. When there's a herd of elephants, they definitely have right of way. And everything comes to a stop. This is actually in South Africa. We took this more recently, but in South Africa as well, elephants have right of way in the ocean too. And you never want to interfere with an elephant's baby because they're very protective of the young. Hippos also have right of way, whether in the water or on land. Hippos have right of way in the water in particular. It's their water. And so this is the kind of water holes that you'll see in Tosha. Okay, now who has right of way here? The elephant or the rhino? No, the elephant has right of way because we drive on the left. But anyway, he's bigger. So the rhino's on the wrong side of the road and the elephant's got right of way anyway. My father was a hotel manager, and amongst his employees were warthogs. And these warthogs, you see these characters on their knees? They're excellent lawn mowers. You don't need to mow the lawn if you've got a warthog. The warthog mows the lawn to just, it's like a crew cut. He doesn't dig up the roots. He just mows the lawn. So any hotel in Rhodesia would want to have some warthogs on staff because that meant nicely trimmed green lawns. Now, yes, that is a warthog in the mouth of this crocodile. We get some pretty big crocodiles. I'm sure you get big crocodiles. I think this chap's about 5 meters. And, yep, in the water, we'd get stuck in the road. Crocs have right of way as well. I don't know what you call them. We used to call them flat dogs or mobile handbags. This is the newspaper story that was published about me when I was a little boy. A little boy lives in a world of lions. And that's my two best friends, Vivian and Malcolm. And what a joy I was from age 5, the proud owner. Well, you can't be an owner of a lion. They own you, actually. You, their pet. But my best friend growing up was Vivian and Malcolm. And Malcolm was a leopard, and Vivian was a lioness. How do you like this leopard in action? Yep, that's a leopard. And I also had a bush baby as a pet. Much later, when I was in the army, I adopted a little bush baby who used to sleep in my pocket. Slept all day, played all night. I loved chameleons. I don't know if you have chameleons. They change color, and so they're perfect camouflage characters, and their eyes can look in two separate directions at once. At the Creation Museum, they tell you how, and they show you on a video how their brain can process two directions. They can be looking where they've been and where they're going at the same time, and the brain can handle it. We couldn't. It would be just too much. Now, unfortunately, as a little boy being naughty, I learned that if you walked up with a chameleon, to any of the indigenous local people, the Madibili people, with a chameleon, they screamed and ran away. And to a little 10-year-old, to see an adult screaming and running away from you was just too much of a temptation. So I used to love walking up with my chameleon. Have you seen my chameleon? See this man scream blue murder and run like fury. And unfortunately, I told a story of once about, you know, how naughty I was. Next thing, my boy, when he was 8, was doing the same thing in Cape Town. Meerkats. We love meerkats. Zebras. We get a lot of the Americans call them zebras, we call them zebras. And cheetahs, the fastest animal in the world. Lions, warthogs, and sometimes you have an engine problem and you lift it up and you see what the engine problem was. Yep. I have a snake in my engine. Python, in this case. And this is the game ranger of the python. I was 12 years old when I first had a python put around me. I was on a survival course. For 1 week of our schooling, we'd be sent off the game reserve every year, and we'd be trained in bush survival, how to survive. And the game ranger would train us, and the game ranger put this massive python around me. And terrifying. I could feel the strong muscles as this chap started to coil himself around. And there's a game ranger on one side and a game ranger on the other, uncoiling him, so I didn't get squashed. But very loving squeezes you can get from a python. Highlight of my life, those weeks. Imagine being sent to the game reserve for a week as part of your schooling. What fun. And, yep, you didn't know springboks could stand their hind legs? How else do you think they get the delicious leaves high up? And, yep, that's why they're called springboks. They can jump 3 meters up. They can leap 9 meters in direction. That's why we call our rugby players and our top athletes springboks. Yep, they're serious kind of springboks. Well, as you can see in Africa, nothing's egalitarian. I mean, elephants have right of way. Zebras are not equal to elephants, certainly not equal to lions either. Pigeons aren't equal to eagles. The tallest animal in the world is a giraffe, and we have giraffes in Africa. Sometimes you find giraffes developing a friendship for even ostriches. We've had the opportunity of feeding baby giraffes sometimes too. Now, in your country, you have koalas, and this is during a heat wave. Friends sent us this, that this poor koala was so hot and thirsty, some cyclists helped, and here's a family providing this koala with, doesn't that feel better? And what does the Bible tell us to do with animals? Proverbs 12 verse 10, a good man is kind to his animals, but the wicked are cruel to theirs. It's so important that we're kind to animals, because they're God's animals. These are my children when I was growing up, my oldest Andrea, Daniela, Christopher, and the youngest Calvin. And my children have grown up around wildlife and adopting animals, and we swim with penguins. The African penguin swims around our shores. We get into the forest, and there's some eagles, my daughter Daniela, climbing mountains. We have Table Mountain, Lion's Head, Apostles, 12 Apostles, Devil's Peak, a lot of great mountains to climb. My eldest daughter Andrea, with our kitty Pharrell. My second daughter Daniela, with Tiger, doing piano practice. And this is Daniela. She had our cat Bella comfortably on her shoulder, so she's just stayed in this position for hours working on her computer. You know, cats kind of have right of way too in our home. Beautiful eagles, mountain climbing, do a lot of motorbiking as well. And we love horses. My daughter Daniela really loves horses and horse riding. I had to get into horse riding because my daughters were so much into it. Now, my daughter Daniela loves ice skating. And she actually has got her national colors, represented a country overseas in France and Italy and America in our synchronized ice skating. And that's the South African ice skating team, the only African ice skating team. Now, as she said, we really got to know the Finnish national anthem well. They could win first, second, and third prize because they had three teams. And they got to know the Canadian national anthem, the Swedish national anthem. And apparently, the only hope we had was to beat the Australians. Because there was an Australian team, a Mexican team, and a South African team. So the competition was the three sort of Southern Hemisphere bunch. Well, not that Mexico, Southern Hemisphere. Because who could beat the Europeans when it comes to ice skating? We've got one Olympic-sized ice skating rink in the whole of Africa, in Cape Town. So we've only got one synchronized ice skating team in the whole continent, and I think Australia's got one too. So, you know, they were sort of having a friendly thing. Well, you know, can we beat one another? Because, you know, the Europeans are going to beat us on that. My daughter is also an artist, and this is one of her published posters on bettering the lives that brighten ours for people's dispensary for sick animals. Daniela, our artist. My son Christopher was born with kidney failure, and the doctor said he'd have no chance of survival. And he's now 22, and he became a kidney transplant patient. He received his mother's kidney by transplant. He won his South African colours in karate. He's represented country overseas a number of occasions. He's brought back bronze medals from Switzerland, represents us in Berlin. So he's the healthiest kidney transplant patient around, and the doctor said he had no chance of survival. My youngest son, Calvin, loves hockey and water polo. He's involved in a whole range of things. When he was 8 years old, he joined me on a mission all the way up to the border of Angola, Zambia, Namibia. That's where we used to swim across the river, past crocodiles, smuggling Bibles in. Calvin in Zambia, ministering to schools. From age five, he is giving evangelism explosion, world missionary press, gospel recordings, presentations, Way of the Master. I was trying to find him, and he's in this classroom. He just take it over and start teaching the children the evangelism program I'm going to show you at the end. But you can learn too. And I took him along to show the people in Zambia that children can learn a lot, even early on. And in Bible memorization, he had vast amounts of scripture memorized. And they even got him on national TV in Zambia. And he met not only the Minister of Foreign Affairs, but quite a few other leaders in the country as he is teaching them the gospel presentation, Ten Commands, Apostles' Creed. This is Victoria Falls. We've been homeschooling. These are just some of the books our children went through. And my wife is a cancer survivor. She survived cancer twice over the last 8 years. And she leads a cancer survivor dragon boating team. And she's represented the country overseas too in that. So, what I'd like to do at this point is teach you some of the gospel presentation. So what I'm going to do first of all is get you to stand up and properly this time sing the marching song. So, for the wage of sin is death, coming at you, enjoy your last breath. You don't need to know the strife, for the gift of God is eternal life. Romans 6:23. Tell me now what it's going to be. Death, life, death, life. Okay, at this point you can sit down. I'm going to go through this once. Pay attention, because then you're going to go through it the second time. Do you ever think about heaven? You see, Charles Spurgeon said, if I can get somebody to think about eternity, I can lead them to the Lord. We need to get people to think about eternity. Now, if somebody says, how can I become a Christian? What's the gospel? You need to know how to explain. So what this is it's bare bones, it's easy to remember, and there's actions for each one, there's pictures for each one too. So we remember about 10% of what we hear with our ears. Remember about 30% of what we see. Remember 50% of what we see and hear at the same time. Remember almost all of what we see, hear, and do. That's why we're going to get you to hear it, see it, and then do it. So, pay attention to the signs. Do you ever think about heaven? If you were to die tonight, do you know for sure that you're going to heaven? Heaven is a free gift. It's not something you can work for or deserve. Man is a sinner, and we cannot save ourselves. Can you save yourself if you're in the ocean, you're drowning, or quicksand? Can you pull yourself out? We cannot save ourselves. God is holy, loving, and just. On the one hand, God loves us, and he doesn't want to punish us. But on the other hand, God is just, and he must punish sin. Can you see the problem? This poor chap's down into quicksand. He's going faster and faster. See the problem? Can't save himself. God solved this problem by sending his son, Jesus. Jesus is God. He came from heaven above. He lived a perfect life. He died on the cross to pay for our sins. He rose from the dead. He is in heaven now, offering us the free gift of eternal life. How do we get this gift? By faith. Now, faith is not just knowing something in your head, and it's not just temporary. Saving faith is trusting in Jesus Christ alone, with your whole heart. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Does this make sense to you? Would you like to pray now and ask Jesus to forgive your sins and to give you the gift of eternal life? Let me encourage a person to think through the issues. What do we mean by repentance, faith, sin, man, God? We describe, we discuss. I mean, it's just bare bones. We can add a lot of flesh to it. It's to help us memorize. And then we might want to lead a friend in a prayer like this. So you might decide to make this a prayer of your heart. We could suggest them and we could lead them in a prayer like this. I'm going to pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on a cross for my sins. I'm sorry for my sins. Please forgive me. Come into my heart. Help me to love and obey you as my Lord and Savior. Amen. He who believes has eternal life. Gospel presentation. You repeat after me. Do you ever think about heaven? Let's do it together. Do you ever think about heaven? If you were to die tonight, do you know for sure that you're going to heaven? Heaven is a free gift. It's not something you can work for or deserve. Man is a sinner. Man is a sinner. And we cannot save ourselves. God is holy. Loving. And just. On the one hand, God loves us. And he doesn't want to punish us. But on the other hand, God is just. And he must punish sin. Can you see the problem? God solved this problem by sending his son Jesus. Jesus is God. He came from heaven above. He lived a perfect life. He died on the cross to pay for our sins. He rose from the dead. He is in heaven now, offering us the free gift of eternal life. How do we get this gift? By faith. Now, faith is not just knowing something in your head. It's not just temporary. Saving faith is trusting in Jesus Christ alone. With your whole heart. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Then we can ask our friend, does this make sense to you? Answer any questions he's got. Then we can ask, would you like to pray now? And would you like to ask Jesus to forgive your sins? And to give you the gift of eternal life? Now I'm going to pray this prayer, but anyone can make this their prayer if they want in the quietness of your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. I am sorry for my sins. Please forgive me. Come into my heart and help me to love and obey you as my Lord and Savior. Amen. Let's say together this verse. He who believes has eternal life.